You're listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod with Kyle Rush and Ben Taylor.
What's up, everybody? We're back again. It's episode 272 of the Dad Bod Golf Pod. It's Kyle and Ben. Yo. Happy Monday. The Players is over. Selection Sunday has happened. The tournament is set. Basketball tournament, that is. And the weekend's
are you
over.
Are you going to Birmingham?
Maybe. I don't know. We'll have to see. But no, the week has started, and hopefully we get you kicked off on the right foot. So tonight's episode is brought to you by Bet Online, the number one sports betting website in the country. Sign up today. You better sign up quick. Use coupon code BLEAV, BLEAV. Now's the time to win some money. There's going to be 1,000 basketball games a day coming up here on Thursday. So you got to get ready. Get you a 50% bonus on your first deposit, and then start racking and stacking on picking your 11 seed to upset the 7 11 to upset the 6 and 10 to upset the 7. What 12? There's going to be a 12-5. There's going to be a 12-5 upset. There's one every year. So you better pick it. Better pick right. And you can go through Bet Online to do that. So Bet Online is where the game starts. So where the game started and ended pretty much with the Players was Scottie Scheffler. He sort of took control, I think, on Saturday and never let up and won by 5. It was honestly kind of boring, if I'm just being honest. They kept talking about guys that could make a run, but, like, he was so in control. There was no – it was just not – it was not going to happen.
Azinger was the only one that wasn't really talking about, because Azinger was, like, the only guy he needs to be looking at right now is that 12-under number with Tyrrell Hatton, who posted so early.
Yeah.
He was like, he said, everybody else is shooting for that number just so they can get close to Scotty. So,
yeah.
That 7 that he took, I can understand that. The second one that he took, the second 7 he took on the par 5, that was him being stupid. I mean, him getting too greedy, trying to punch out under limbs and through holes that he shouldn't have.
If you're trying to win a tournament, you got to do stuff like that. Scotty reeled off 4 in a row from 8 to 12, 8, 9, 10, and 11. And then it was smooth sailing from there.
Yeah, it was over.
What's crazy, and he's world number one now. And supposedly, if he would have been in the top 5, he would have been world number one anyway. Yep. What's crazy to me is there's legitimately like 5 world number ones in their prime right now. If you think about it, there is a number of dudes that were number one in the world, and they're all in their prime right now, like on the PGA Tour. It's absolutely incredible. So it's like anybody could go on a run. Anybody can like take it. It just seems like it's been flip flopping. It just seems like it's going to keep doing that. Like I don't see one of these guys. Like I love Scotty Scheffler. I don't see him just like taking charge and going on a run for like multiple consecutive weeks at world number one. Do you?
No, not as long as John Rahm's playing. No.
Yeah. John Rahm had to withdraw. He got some kind of stomach ailment. But
he had a stomach bug.
I mean, you got Scotty, John Rahm, Rory McIlroy. Max Homa could be it plays as good as being a world number one. I think Justin Thomas has been world number one. Mm-hmm. Colin Morikawa could be world number one. Jordan Spieth been world number one. So like you got all these dudes, and it's not like any of them are really on the tail end of anything. They're all.
I mean, Rory's at 10, and he just hasn't played enough events to boost him up.
Yeah. So, I mean, it blows my mind how incredible golf could be. And that's why I do like these elevated events on the PGA Tour, because it's going to put all those guys facing off at least how many times? 7 times a year?
Yeah.
I mean, that's incredible. What's incredible? The Players is always an incredible field. The weather didn't really. I mean, there was bad weather on Friday. Was it Friday when the round got canceled because some of them had to come back early Saturday morning because we were texting. We love morning golf because that is pretty cool to wake up at 7 a.m. there on Eastern time. You're drinking coffee and watching dudes finish a round. That was pretty sweet. But yeah, that's pretty much the only weather. I think this afternoon the wind kind of kicked up a little bit because there were some dudes like watch Fleetwood. Was with consecutive golfers, you had Fleetwood who was like 10 yards short of the green, and then the guy that hit prior to him was 10 yards long, like deep over the green. So the wind was definitely swirling. But I mean, Scotty just had it going, man. Scotty just had it going. If you had to, if you could just say, if you had to predict right now the rest of Scotty's career, what do you say? Like, what do you think about him kind of moving forward?
You and I were mentioning this before we came on, and you'd said something about a tweet. Some people were tweeting about the comparisons, and they were doing right now he's behind only, who's it, Tiger, Phil, DJ,
No,
Jake.
not, he's ahead of DJ in his
He's
first
ahead.
100. Here's
Okay.
the tweet. Here's the tweet. In the first one, this is first 100 PGA Tour events. DJ won 5 times. Bryson won 5 times. Scotty's won 6, but that's in 97 events, not a total 100. Phil 7, JT 7, Spieth 8, Rory 11, Tiger 24. So you talk about him being the next big thing or like to go on a run. I mean, we kind of said that about all these dudes. We said that about Rory. We definitely said it about Jordan Spieth. We said it about, I mean,
He is, to me,
Phil did.
he's similar. This is what I was going to tell you. He is similar to Spieth in the fact that Spieth had a great couple of years where he had that run that you're talking about.
Yes.
Since then, he's been sporadic in his wins. If there's people that have been consistent, you got to look at the Tigers and the Rorys of the world. Tigers speak for itself. I mean, 24, goodness gracious alive. That's ridiculous. And then, you got Rory. That's consistent. He's consistently, he would win an event a year or event. Two events a year. Same thing with JT, in my opinion. JT has surpassed his buddy Jordan, who has got more majors than him, but he surpassed Jordan. They talked about that last week in win totals. And so JT is like consistent. Scheffler has not proved to be consistent to me because it started at the Masters last year. So it started in April last year, and he has won 6 events since April because that's where he's at. He's at number 6. And who's to say? I don't know. It seems to work for him, but that whole foot kick out thing that he's got, is that something that can be consistent 5 years from now? I don't know. Is he going to have to change his swing? Is he going to have to do something different? They talked about, which is kind of odd, they kept throwing it up that he was losing strokes on the green today, yet he birdied 4 in a row. So it got me how that algorithm was typed in because it seemed to me like he was pulling away from the field. So how he was, I understand how the thing works, but it just didn't sound good when it was coming from the booth. It's like, well, you can say what you want about the algorithm. He's still winning the golf tournament. So, and he keeps pulling ahead of everybody else. So if he's losing strokes, count me in as being part of that deal. But I don't know that he can be consistent for the next, I know you said this is 100 events. Well, he basically went, I don't know what he said. He's on 97. He
Yeah.
went, what, 80 events without a win? I mean, when did the win start for those other guys? They didn't go 80. So that's why I don't want to compare him to them because
Yeah, but he was just starting. Like, I mean,
I get it.
he's won 6 events and 97 events, but he's really won 6 in about 20.
Yeah.
I mean, if we actually look at it, he's won. I gotta go. I would need to look at that, but
No, they flashed it up. He didn't win anything prior to 2022. Last year was his first win.
yeah. I mean, but is that him being inconsistent, or is it like I just started to hit my stride? Like, which one is it more likely to be?
Man, I don't know because like that thing that got said the other day about John. I can't believe John Rahm's not in that conversation. Because like Rory even said it the other day. He said John Rahm was a top 20 player even when he was in college, and he wasn't even on the tour yet. So I, with Scotty, I just don't see him being a Tiger or Rory for sure. Of course, he's coming up on 100 events now, so I mean it'd be kind of a moot point. But I with it being such recent success, I don't. He doesn't strike me as the guy because he also doesn't have like that killer instinct. I mean, when you hear him, he's the aw shucks guy. He's goofing around. I mean, he just seems to be like the easygoing, nothing affects him type dude. And so far, that's worked for him. Will it work for him 3 years from now where he can stay consistent and keep doing this? I don't think he's this most recent pace he's on, this 6 wins and 20 events, I don't think that shit's going to continue. I can say that right
so
now.
He won, he's won six. He's won six tournaments in 25 and nine is what? 34?
Mm-hmm.
He's won six times in 34. So basically one out of six events he wins. Did I do mm-hmm. that right? A little bit under that. One out of five and some change.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if he plays 25 events, I mean, if the numbers shake out, I mean, he's won twice already this year. If the numbers shake out, he would win. I mean, he could win, you know, over the next 3 or 4 years, he could have 20 wins.
Well, and he's got two events that are coming up that he's already won, the Dell Match Play out in Austin and, of course, the Masters, which he seems to play Augusta really well. So
here's my thing about him. All right, so Tiger would go on runs, and then he would have to have a swing change. You yeah. remember that? Because it was like he would go, and then he'd get really hot, like hotter as a firecracker with the swing mm-hmm. that he had, but it would like eventually sort of like wear down, mm-hmm. and then you have to retrain himself. Oh, this swing has to happen with a swing. Like there's this swing has to do that, right?
He is in his 20s now. He can't swing that way at 32, 33 years of age.
It seems like he has to have the greatest timing
yes.
of like anyone ever, it seems like, because it seems very unnatural and a lot of, you know, very just like a timing, but I don't know. It's not robotic. Like there's a lot mm-hmm. of guys out there that are very robotic and it's repeatable motion and it's the same swing they've had their whole life. And this may be he may have swung this way his whole life, but it seems like there's so much movement going on. Like eventually it's got to like go, like he could get a little bit of a little injury that's not even like major to make you not have to play golf, but like it changes his motion a little bit. Like I don't know.
People talk about how you get the yips in putting. It seems like with that driver or even his irons, the way he kicks that leg, he's going to get the yips with something. Not necessarily. That's the one thing that I did notice this weekend that people keep forgetting about. His wedge game around the green is because he does, even with his irons, he misses greens. He chipped in twice during this tournament. I mean, you just don't see that. Guys don't just chip in twice. I mean, they may chip in once in every two tournaments. So he chipped in twice in the same tournament, both times for birdie to save stroke, once for eagle, once on a par five. So once for eagle and once for birdie. So that is the one part of his game and you know what? It keeps his feet still when he does that. Like, that's why I'm curious why he hasn't transitioned that to like his iron game. And Kyle, how the hell does his foot slip like that? Because he wears soft spikes, but he doesn't wear spikeless shoes.
Yeah, he wears those old Tiger Woods.
Yeah, and he still kicks them out. I don't get it.
He's just the term coming out of your shoes.
Yeah.
He's literally coming out of his shoes when he swings the driver.
One thing that we're not giving credit for, and I mean, I know that some people say, well, that's not everything. Since Teddy's been on his bag, that's when he's been on the street.
Oh, that they had a they have a chemistry so quickly that is incredible. Like this is just on 18, and this happens multiple times, but they see the same things. Like mm-hmm. like Teddy sees the game through Scotty so well. Like mm-hmm. on 18, they're in the middle of the fairway, they're talking it out, and he goes like they're both looking at the green and they're picking the line, and Scotty's like or he goes, I want you to hit it off the guy. There's a guy over there. And he's like, the guy in the red shirt? And he's like, yep, that's him. Like, in other words, I know exactly what line you want me to hit it on. He knows Scotty's game so well. It was mm-hmm. just, it was interesting. Scotty's like, you talking about the guy in the red shirt? That's him. That's him.
Well, the same thing happened earlier in the round when Scotty got in trouble off the tee, and he basically had to stand and hit up against a hill. And he had a club out, and he was like looking straight ahead, and Teddy said, I really don't want you to try that shot. I really want you to go over this way. He goes, no, I plan on going over that way. I just wanted to see if I had a swing to go this way. And so, like, they already were on the same
page.
Yeah, on the same page of, all right, I'm in the trash. I got to get it back out in the middle of the fairway, and then we'll go from there. And, you know, and because Teddy was already trying to talk him out of it, and Scotty just looked at him. He said, no, I'm with you. He goes, I'm going out there. He said, I just wanted to see what it looked like if I did take a swing from here to try to advance it a little further. So, they, and listen, Kyle, this seems like it started like from day one. Like as soon as he jumped on his bag, it was like gold. It was golden. And what a refreshing, listen, nothing is Bubba, because I've told you I love Bubba. But the fact that Teddy got yelled at all those years by Bubba, those outbursts that you would see.
Yeah.
And he seems to be doing just fine with Scotty. Like clearly there was a, There was some headbutting going on with Bubba.
Well, I mean, Scotty hasn't not played that well yet,
right?
Like you know, like he's so comfortable with Teddy, like he farts on him. There's like the video. There's a video of like Teddy being serious and talking, and then Scotty just rips one like on him. It's hilarious, and it's not a little toot. It's a full on fart. Like speaking of, hey, we got to clear something up. I want to clear something. Speaking of farts, I got to make an apology. But I want to do it right after this. We got to talk about the best golf fashion in the game, and that is Primo Golf Apparel. I hate to segue from farts to Primo, but they're the opposite of that.
Well, Bazoot and Poot was in the running a little bit earlier.
That's what we're going to get to. So Primo Golf Apparel, save 15%, DADPOD, DADPOD 15. Take 15% off your order. You got to go check out their shorts. I know I talk about their joggers, their shorts. The weather's warming up. They're incredible. You can get 3 inseam links. If you're adventurous, you can get the 7, or if you're short, like Ben, you can get the 7, and it's just normal. But they got 7, 9, and 11, okay? You got options. Then they got like six or seven different colors, a lot of the same colors that they have in the joggers, the same material. They fit a little bit tighter. They're more athletic type short. They stretch, they breathe. I got some on the way. I can't wait to get them. Then they got the blade collar polos. I mean, all kind of prints, all kind of colors. And then if you're not ready to venture, like Ben's not quite ready to venture into the blade collar polo realm yet, they got regular collar polos. So they got a little bit of everything at Primo. You need to check them out. Get geared up for nice weather. Your member guest is probably coming up in the spring. Get Primo'd out for your member guests. Save big. They're already, you know, good pricing based compared to like the other big golf brands. So go ahead and take another 15% off. So Primo Golf Apparel, check them out. All right. So the infamous Bazood and Poot episode and Dylan Fartelli. Okay, I don't apologize to Dylan Fartelli. I don't know much about him yet. But this weekend, I learned something about Bazuden, Christian. Is it Christian
Bazuden? Christian
Bazudenhuis.
Has two A's in it.
I'm going to say his name correctly. He has spent his whole life battling a really, really, really bad stutter, like to the point where he would not speak in public. I had no idea. They did a whole piece on him. He did a interview after he was leading some of the tournament. Like he was after Ramey got like a quad on some hole. I think it may have been 17 or something like that. Bazudenhuis took over and led for a little bit until Scotty just kind of took over. And I think he faltered a little bit, but it was hard to watch. It was hard to watch because he got emotional about it. He doesn't like to talk in public. And it's a bad one. And it's something that I know people struggle with. And I have felt so terrible. I text Ben. I was like, I'm embarrassed. I want to go delete the episode. I feel so embarrassed. I feel so bad for sort of making fun of his name when people, I'm sure, have made fun of the way he talks his whole life. I'm a Bazudenhuis fan from now on. So I'm pulling for him. I'm sorry. I would love to get you on the podcast, even though you don't like to speak, but I'm going to be following him from now on. So he's brave to just be able to, I'm sure, put that out there. And it was cool to see. Go ahead, Ben, and show you have no. Go
I'm
say you have no
apologizing.
heart. Go ahead and show how you have no heart.
I'm not apologizing. Making fun of his name has nothing to do with his stutter.
It's just a combination. I'm sure people have called him probably Bazood and Poot or something like that. They've probably called
But
him
we
that.
didn't do that. We didn't make fun of his stutter. If we would have made fun of him and it would have involved
You're
his
a bad
stutter,
person.
we found out that he stuttered, then I would have felt bad.
Say
But
what now?
I said, if we would have made fun of him and it was regarding some sort of stutter that we didn't know he had, and then it turns out he had a stutter, I would feel bad. The fact that we said his name Bazoot and Poot, that was fart humor. That had nothing to do with him stuttering.
I just don't like making fun of people
you
that
get
have
it. Well,
issues.
when are you apologizing to Fartelli?
When I find out if he has some sort of ailment, if Dylan Fartelli has an ailment, I will apologize.
He hasn't won a tournament. That's his ailment. So we can't
Well,
make fun of
yeah, exactly. But no,
No, I get what you said. When I saw the special, I don't know why they didn't go ahead and air the friggin'
you didn't.
special
So
this week.
when you saw that for the first time, did you see that before I mentioned it? Did you know that before I mentioned it?
Yeah.
So you knew this, and you never once you're like, dang, I wish, I hate we did that.
No, I literally saw it like, what was it, 10 minutes before you texted me?
Yeah.
And no, I never thought, oh, I hate we called him Bazoon Poot. I
That's
know
all
it.
I could think about. That is all I could think
Never
about.
crossed my mind whatsoever.
You're such a terrible person. Like, there's
My
no
ailment
telling
is
what.
my ailment is I'm short. You talk about me wearing the shorts and having short legs all the time. Doesn't bother you a bit.
Well, that's because you don't, you don't cry about it. He's
He's
like
not
emotional.
crying
Like,
about it.
he was like emotional about it.
They're
Like, it
doing
was.
a whole freaking special on him about it. He used to be emotional about it. He's not anymore.
Ben, if you had a special and you're like, I tell you what, when people call me short, it just really, really bothers me to my core,
But if they were making fun of my last name, I wouldn't
if you
relate
teared up a
that
little
to
bit,
that.
nah, I just, I don't know, made me feel bad. I'm sorry. How about
Soft.
that? Ben's not sorry. I'm sorry.
You're
I'm
so
sorry.
soft.
I'm never going to call him Bazood and Poot again. That was the
You're
last
so
time I probably will ever say that. It's funny to try to spell that out in a text message too.
No, it's not. It automatically. We've done it so much.
It
It
does.
automatically.
It auto does it now, which is hilarious. And it capitalizes it for me. I guess I had a really emphatic conversation about him back when we were talking about it. But
Yes.
no,
We texted a lot about it.
I hope he
Although
gets a win.
that
He
was a
needs to get
very
a
cool
win.
that was a cool story. I can't believe they didn't air this, but they were like they brought it on there and Todd, what's his name, was like, yeah, we've got a special airing at the end of the month. And I was like, why not do it now? Now's the perfect time. What are we doing? Like,
some people can't decide what they want to call him either. Some people want to call him Bazadenhout, and
yeah.
Some people say Bazadenhout.
I want to hear Trevor Immelman say his name because he's South African, so he'll say it
Yeah.
correctly.
Yeah.
Whenever Trevor says it.
Or Mark. Mark lives in Columbus. We can go ask Mark.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't know
Did
he
you
lived
know
in
Mark
Columbus.
Immelman lives in Columbus,
No,
Georgia?
I had
He
no
was the
idea.
Columbus State golf coach. Did you know that?
Really? No, I
Yeah.
had no idea.
Yeah, he's a member at Triple C,
Huh. How about
Columbus
that?
Country Club. So, hey, Mark Immelman, let's hang out. Let's hang. We live
Let's
pretty
find out
close.
how to say Bazadenhout's real name. I
Yeah.
think that's what it is, because the British Cara Banks, she says it that way. She says like Bazadenhout.
Yeah.
And they always speak proper, especially compared to us.
Yep. Well, I'm sorry, Christian.
Okay.
And
I'm sorry for your stutter. I'm not sorry that we
I'm a
said
big
Bazoot Poot.
fan of yours moving forward. I'm sorry for everything that I did. I'm just sorry. So
They've been calling the wrong name the whole time on tour, and they still did it throughout this entire weekend. All we did was just put the word poot in there, and now you feel bad about it.
I do feel bad about it. It's funny though. It was funny, but I still feel bad. So, all right, let's move on. Let me tell you something I don't feel bad about. That's when I pull up over my golf ball. I pull out my blue tee's rangefinder and I fire down on the pin, and it gives me a dead on number at an incredibly low price. And it'll even give
Man.
me this. It'll even calculate the slope number for me, and you can toggle that on and off. So go in, check out bluetees.com, use coupon code DADBOD, take 10% off.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, you save so much just on regular price. The 10% off is almost like just ridiculous. I mean, it's just, you know what I mean? Because you're already saving an incredible amount of money. It's got all the features that all of the, you know, big time rangefinder companies have, rangefinders have, but you just don't pay that much. I think that when you're listening to this, the player pack sale, you probably missed out on it. We talked about it. It was the they did the player pack for the Players Championship, where you get the Series 3 rangefinder, the player speaker, the divot tool, and the mag hub for $299. It's regular price $470. I think it's still going to be discounted a little bit. You just got to go online and check it out.
Yep.
Save big, have fun, shoot better, play better golf, play faster golf.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you just get better. You start knowing. It's easier to know how far you hit things when you have a laser that can tell you how far you hit things. So, bluetees.com, that needs to be the one that you go check out. All right, would you rather time? It's not really would you rather. It's just more of a scenario. So there's a lot of talk about the Island Green on 17. I'm not sure exactly how many balls were hitting the water this week. I don't know this, but I would say it was probably one of the lower amounts, if I had to guess. If you said over the last 10 years, I would say it was probably on the low end, just because of the weather. The weather was pretty mild for the most part, except for today. So, but here's the scenario.
They had three holes in one, and that's the first time
three? I knew they had two, so they had another one today.
Had another one today.
On the right pin?
Forgot the it one bounce hopped in.
Holy cow. So
yeah,
that's
one bounce. He bounced in the fringe, took a big hop, and then jarred it. Didn't even take another hop. I forgot his name. He was playing with Jerry Kelly. So I think Jerry Kelly, who had already hit it in the water, was probably more excited about the hole in one than the kid that actually did it.
You know, I saw the tail end of that. But that's what that was. So that makes a lot of sense. I saw the Jerry Kelly pumping the crowd up and fist pumping stuff, and I was wondering what it was about.
He was excited.
So I had turned it on apparently just right after the kid or whoever it was hit the hole in one. So that's pretty cool.
Well, he was a kid. He was young. I know him, but he's not like a household name. I recognize his name, and especially his face when they showed him. He's real young.
Gotcha.
Played at Duke. I do know that because he had a Duke bag.
There you go. All right, so here's the scenario I'm going to give you. Well, it's really more of a question. You got a chance to hit the green or go to jail, okay? And it's like a real jail for 1 year. What is the lowest amount of money that has to be on the line for you to hit the green from, let's just say, 135, 140? It doesn't have to be anywhere, but just on land. It doesn't even have to hit the green. It's just got to be dry. What's the lowest amount of money that you take to take that risk of hitting that shot?
Can be a lot, Kyle.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do well in a regular jail.
No, you're not.
I don't think either one of us are going to do well in regular jail.
I know.
This has got to be north of a million just so my family's like taken care of while I'm out and like can pay off the house just in case I get shanked in jail or something, like, because my mouth's going to get me in trouble too. I'm going to pop off at somebody.
I bet it will.
I knew that was coming. I'm going to pop off at somebody and get stabbed.
You said pop off in somebody. Oh man, this is going great. As good as I thought it could go.
We got to look at like one of the scenarios was today was like $10 million or go to jail. I was like, I would.
Okay, let's change it up a little bit. Okay.
Okay.
You got to hit the grant. What's the least amount of money? You get the money regardless. How about that?
What? Say it again. You froze.
We're going to say that you get the money regardless. Okay. But if you miss the green, you just have to go to jail for a year, a real jail. But when you get out, that money's there. So what's the least amount of money that it would take for you to take that chance? If you hit it, you get the money and you don't got to go to jail. If you miss it, you got to go to jail, but the money's still waiting on you on the end. Cause I would say honestly, the way I'm playing right now, it would have to be like 50 million
Yes.
Because I just don't think I could hit it. Right now, I don't think I could hit it. I don't feel confident over anything. But what's the lowest amount? If you hit the green, you get to walk scot-free and you get the money. If you miss it, you go to jail, but that money is going to be waiting for you at the end.
I mean, it's still got to be like 5 or 10 million.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, there were guys. Look at the caddies play golf all the time, and even on the caddy day, like they only had like, I don't know, 10 of them that hit the green.
Yeah.
And I mean, those guys play golf. They're like, some of them are former collegiate golfers. Even when they were showing that on Wednesday, they were
Well,
like,
you get a
okay.
full, I mean, you're going to get like a full warm up, like a full session. Like it
Oh,
ain't
I
like you
know.
go out
Yeah,
there
those guys were
cold.
just they were just pulling
You
the
got time to
pro's club
train.
and doing it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a wheelhouse yardage for me, depending on where the pin, depending on what they,
Don't worry
you,
about pin. We're not
yeah,
worried
forget the
about
pin,
pin.
but I mean,
You could hit it in the front bunker.
depending on where you, I said pin, I meant tees, where they got the tees set. Cause I told you they played it at
135,
120.
140. That's what
They
we're going to
played at
say.
122 at the shortest and 147 at the longest.
Well,
So
we're right now we're at 135, 140. That's
yeah.
that to the center.
Yeah. I'm still saying it's gotta be like 5 or 10 million.
Okay, that's five. That's a $5 million range. Like,
Okay,
well, rein it in a little bit.
$10 million. Ten
10
million dollars.
million? Really? I think if
I
I
think that
knew
it would start creeping in my head when I got up there. I don't give a damn how much I warmed
the
up.
lowest amount, though, the lowest amount. So, like, if somebody said $2 million, $2 million, Ben, I'm writing you a check right now. You can go deposit this. You either can go deposit this right after this shot and you're free, or you can go deposit this and then go to jail for a year and it's $2 million waiting on you when you get out. $2 million, you would say no.
No, I'd probably say yes.
I see. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. So, like, what's the lowest amount?
It's got to definitely be at least $1 million, period. After taxes and everything. So you might as well say two
Yeah,
million.
bring home. Let's say bring home. Bring home is $1 million. No taxes. You say $1 million.
No, I'm gonna pull up a Ben on you. I'm gonna say 2.5 million.
Okay, 2.5 million. So if I said, Ben, I'm writing you a check right now for $1 million for you to hit a 140-yard shot.
Or go
You're
to
gonna
jail
get
for a year.
you're gonna get $1 million no matter what. But the con you got to go to jail for a year.
Apparently, you're more confident in your game than I am. I
No,
just, I get that the money be waiting on me. That's a year is a long time, bud.
it is a long time. It's a very long time. And jail's no joke.
No, this is
No
real. This
joke.
ain't dad bod jail. This is
No.
real jail.
No, it's a long time.
I don't, this is like jail. You don't get like work release so you can help pick up trash on the side of the road either. This is not like your local jail. This is like federal prison.
I'd do $1 million. That's the lowest I'd go. I'd do it for a million. A million, that's a ton of money. That's a ton of money.
No, that's a lot of money.
That's a ton of money. The only thing I would worry about is does my wife run away with my kids with $1 million? Like, there's got to be some stipulations on.
Oh yeah, you no, they can't. That's that money. That money's in your account, bud. That is not. You get your own private account right there.
How about we do, this is what I would do. I would do, they get, it's got to be 1 year of my salary plus $1 million. That way, that 1 year, that way, if I do go in, if I do go down, they got 1 year of my salary to take care of them. And then when I get out, we got the million. That's what I'll do right there.
Okay. All right.
Because it'll take me 1 year to probably deprogram the PTSD from prison, like without going into the real world and like getting a job. You know what I mean? I mean,
Listen,
it
and
would probably take.
that's why at first I was thinking 5 to 10 million, even regardless. And the reason being is because I was sitting there thinking the PTSD on it, I ain't working a day after I get out. The hell with that. I'm living off that money that I just made.
Okay. Well, I mean,
That's
but
why
that's
I
not the
said the,
question. But that's not the question. It's
I
lowest
know, but that's
amount.
what I was thinking. You know,
I
that's
gotcha.
I'm thinking, man, I get out after a year. I don't care anything about going back to work or any of that stuff. I mean, I'm wanting to live off the money that I supposedly made for being in jail.
It was going to take me at least a year to recover over the stress and the trauma that happens while I'm in prison, I think.
And that's
So,
why I said the $5 million to start with too, because if I do hit the green, Kyle, I'm going to blow a lot of that money on celebratory gifts.
oh yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna,
You're
I
taking me
may,
to Pebble? You're going to take
yeah,
me
I
to Pebble?
mean. Like, my wife may not even know that this bed existed for the first 6 months, just because
she may not know that you exist anymore for the first.
She's gonna be like, "Where's this money coming from?" I'd be like, "Honey, don't worry about it. Just you know, and don't ask
just
Kyle.
Go with it. Just
don't
go
ask
with it."
Kyle. All right, because Kyle, he's soft. He'll give me up in a heartbeat. Do not
Yeah, I
ask
will.
Kyle.
I don't corner me. I'll dime on you. I'm a rat. I'm a notorious rat. No,
He's already
I think.
losing sleep over a Zooten poot. He's going to
Yeah,
give me up in a heartbeat.
I know. I had to get it off my chest. Like, it was bothering me. No, but I mean, I think if you give me a year's salary plus $1 million, I think that's perfect. I would do it. I would do. That's the least amount I would do it. Now, I go as high as you want to take it, but that's the least amount I would do. Because I mean, a year in prison has to be like mentally devastating. Like, it has to
Oh
be.
yeah. Yeah.
There's, you are, you ever watch that show where you ever watch that show where they like put people in prison that aren't in prison to like tell them all the bad stuff that goes on in their
Yeah, it's
prison,
called
or
like
like,
Scared Straight or something.
no, it's different though. It's not a punishment. It's like people that are going in for like five, like you give them $5,000 for 60 days or something like that. It's to do it for 60 days or something. I mean,
Yeah.
it's probably more than $5,000. But what they do is they go in and
Oh,
they
no, I
try
know
to
what you're
find,
talking about. Yeah, they give them money. That's right. I forgot
they
about, yeah,
go
I
in and they try
know what
to
you're talking about.
find who the drug dealer is. They go try to
Yeah.
find if there's any guards that are bad, but there's people that just break within like 10 days. Like, they can't
Yeah.
handle it. It's crazy. Like, I mean, and you got to do that for 365 of them.
I know.
Like, you can only lock yourself in your room and sleep, you know, and just like be to yourself for so long before you just
Yeah.
lose. So I'm gonna need some deprogramming time, de whatever, de-stressing,
Hey, listen, I said that. That's not
de-worming.
even prison. I told my wife that about like that show, that Survivor show. She used to be really being to watching that. And I was like, being stuck on an island with a bunch of strangers. I ain't. No, I'm not.
I don't even
Yeah,
want to
but
try it.
you can win $1 million in. I was like, yep. And only one person wins out of that whole group. And I would be wanting to punch somebody before it's all said and done with. I'm not doing that.
Oh, you'd be one of the first voted off, Ben.
There's no doubt.
That
I'd be like, I ain't here for none of
nobody
y'all. I'm
would
here
want
for
to be
me
in
and
an
us.
alliance with you.
No, no chance. No
Like, God,
chance.
hey, is it unanimous? All right, Ben, your
Yeah.
ass out of here.
Yeah.
The
His
tribe
approval.
has spoken.
Yeah. Tribe has spoken. You're done. Put that flame out. That was the most shameful walk of shame, too, when they put their flame out. It was
And
like,
they had to
oh,
walk that 1 mile long
yes.
drawbridge out, or whatever it was. It was like a
Yes.
bridge. There's always a bridge of
Holding
suspect.
their stick or whatever. I bet, you know what? Keep the damn stick. I'm leaving.
Yeah, the
I'd be
stick
like,
that the unlit stick, the unlit
yeah.
fire stick. Yeah, the tribe
Yeah.
has spoken. That was a great show. It's still on, I think. I don't watch it anymore
Yeah,
though.
we don't watch anymore either. She used to really be into it. She was like, you is that something you could do? I was like, no. I said, the only way I'd do it is for the weight loss. Everybody goes on there and loses a bunch of weight and gets skinny.
They do. I'd be
I
like
mean,
that. I'd be like that one guy on like the first one who just got like on his birthday or something like that, just got butt naked. Just said, y'all deal with it for a whole
oh,
day. For a whole day. And he won, I think. I think he won.
yeah, he ended up winning.
Crazy. All right. Good show. Happy
That went
Monday,
all over the
everybody.
place. Goodness gracious.
Y'all, we went off the rails a little bit.
Went to jail. We went to Survivor.
That was the greatest.
Kyle feels bad because he called somebody a fake name that
That's
and he's got a
why
stutter.
this show's great. That's why this show's great. So y'all have a great rest of the week. We'll talk again soon. This is episode 272 of the Dad Bod Golf
Yes.
Pod, and we're always
Always
traveling.
broken.
Not Putin.
You've been listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod, always stroking.